And that means it's time for an early look at the business news this morning. Sky Television still needs its shareholders to approve its deal to buy the Sanzar rugby rights and discuss its decision to sell 5% of the company to New Zealand Rugby. The price of the deal with Sanzar hasn't been disclosed, but Sky says the cost has materially increased from what it paid in the past. And the company will release revised financial forecasts later in the year. The chief executive of Sky TV, Martin Stewart, says it hasn't jumped the gun by announcing the deal before shareholders had a chance to approve it.
Because it is contingent on that shareholder approval, and that's something that everybody understands. So obviously at our AGM on Thursday, we'll present the deal to shareholders, and I feel confident that they'll accept it.
And we'll hear more from Martin Stewart of Sky a little later in the program. Well, KiwiSaver members with an appetite for property might in time find themselves able to access their funds to get on the property ladder. One option being considered by the Commission for Financial Capability as it looks at ways to address falling home ownership rates and the impact having a lack of major asset has on retirees when they have to pay rent. Right now, first home buyers must intend to live in a property to use their KiwiSaver funds to buy it. But the Acting Retirement Commissioner, Peter Cordst, suspects there might be interest in that being expanded to include investment properties.
We suspect there will be an appetite for it. Providers might not be so keen. I guess this is another one of those things that, you know, impacts the amount of funds they have under management. But I guess for us, this is about preparation for retirement and the things that policy settings can do to help people arrive there in better shape.
And more from Peter Cordst in about half an hour or so. Turning to the markets, Wall Street is essentially flat. Investors just digesting what the supposed progress made on the US-China trade issue over the weekend is all about. Apparently it's not a trade deal, it's just sort of an understanding and progress in some areas. Result being that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was positive actually for a lot of the session, but it's just turned negative in the last few minutes, down about 6 points, and the other main indices are fractionally lower as well. Not so our own top 50 index, which had a strong session, 103 points higher, just under 1%, back through 11,027, in fact, is where it starts the morning. The New Zealand dollar on the back foot, 62.9 US cents, and just clinging to 93 Australian.